NPR's business news starts with a big fine for a jailed CEO. A state judge in Alabama yesterday ordered Richard Scrushy to pay nearly $2.9 billion. Mr. Scrushy is the former CEO of HealthSouth, the company nearly bankrupted by accounting fraud some years ago. The ex-CEO is in prison for bribery, but shareholders sued him in civil court for his role in that fraud. For member station WBHM, Andrew Yeager reports.
In addition to the multi-billion dollar fine, Scrushy also loses his retirement agreement with HealthSouth. It's quite a different outcome from his criminal trial 4 years ago when a jury acquitted Scrushy. Plaintiff attorney John Haley says having this ruling means closure.
And now then I think the company can say that we are beyond Richard Scrushy. We no longer have any dealings with him. The company, the employees, the shareholders, all are through with Richard Scrushy.
But that doesn't mean the legal wrangling is over. Haley says collecting any money will mean cutting through a tangled web of financial dealings. John Knapp is a business professor at Samford University in Birmingham. He says the ruling may not help HealthSouth financially, but it does send a message.
What this says to the corporate community is you can't defraud your company and get away scot-free. And perhaps after the ruling 4 years ago, there was some sense that Scrushy had gotten away with something.
Scrushy is already in prison for a separate bribery conviction, but since this was a civil case, he faces no further jail time. A lawyer for Scrushy says he's disappointed in the ruling and plans to appeal the case. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.